Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Red Men. It is Monday, the 27th of February. Let's go through all of the biggest, smallest, and whatever Liverpool stories, to be honest, I could find on this fine Monday afternoon. We're going to kick things off with a little bit of summer transfer rumour nonsense. You be the decision maker on that one. We'll find out in due course. We're going to be doing some more player exit talk, particularly pertaining to Mohamed Salah. We're going to do something on Jurgen Klopp and another record broken for him. Diogo Jota has been speaking to the Liverpool official website, and another Liverpool midfield option readies himself for first team action with a solid 90 minute outing. Yes, we're going to start with some transfer stuff though, and this coming from Gazzetta, who have been talking about Nicolò Barella. And they said, Nicolò Barella in nella ristretta lista dei centrocampisti c'è il Liverpool e Jurgen Klopp. Which basically means that my Google Translate isn't working very well at the moment, to be perfectly honest. What it means in English is Nicolò Barella is on the restricted list of midfielders that Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp follow to revolutionise the team during the next market. The arrival of forward Gakpo during the January window was just the appetiser. The Reds management planned to land a 2-3 level reinforcements for the midfield and at least one central defender. Watch out for Bastoni too. And Nicolò has been followed for some time by the 007s sent by Klopp, not only from Paul Goldrick, the club scout for Italy and Switzerland, but in recent months also from the Reds scout manager Barry Hunter. Very interesting stuff. There's just enough in that, and that's written by Andrea Ramazzotti, Italian journalist, apparently, for Gazzetta. It feels like it's got enough knowledge there that should be something. I really like the use of 007. That is a straight translation, by the way. They used 007 to intimate the idea of having some sort of spy work being done. Barella, very much according to Gazzetta, on Jurgen Klopp's shortlist for his midfield revolution coming this summer. Interesting stuff. One player who apparently will be going nowhere is Mohamed Salah. So there was a tweet that apparently said Salah is prepared to leave Liverpool if the Reds fail to qualify for the Champions League. And Rami Abbas, who we've discussed many a time in the last sort of 18 months across Red Men content, obviously because Salah's contract talk was such a heavily at the forefront of all our conversations for so very, very long. His agent or, you know, close personal advisor friend has said this was never discussed or thought about. Not qualifying to the Champions League hasn't even crossed our minds. The Echo, who've reported on this, go on to say, Abbas's rebuttal will be welcome news to Reds fans, even if the idea of Salah ending his 7-year stay with the club this summer appears an unrealistic one. Liverpool's number 11 is expected to start against Wolves on Wednesday night as he goes in search of the 20-goal barrier for the 6th straight season under Jurgen Klopp. Yes, so I think we'll start to see that. Obviously, all the talk has been around Jude Bellingham, and what would Liverpool's failure to qualify for a Champions League what kind of impact would that have on a move for Jude Bellingham into Liverpool? But it's the first sort of signs of the obvious flip reverse of that is what would Liverpool not qualifying for the Champions League mean to existing members of the squad? And Mo Salah, being the biggest global icon at the football club, would of course be central to that conversation. But good to see that shut down very, very quickly, which I think is actually quite telling when you consider how Abbas has very much played the social media game to get a better deal, both in terms of, I guess, how people have spoken about Mo Salah in the fan base and what have you, but also obviously at the negotiating table by playing the game very, very forthrightly, as we say, over the last couple of years. Anyway, good to see. We move things forward to another piece of transfer-ish news, and Calcio Mercato, equally Italian but far less respected than Gazzetta, are claiming that AC Milan forward Rafael Leao, who's been linked with a move to Liverpool, would be in a deal which could see Luis Diaz head in the opposite direction. This is also being reported by The Echo, not directly, more being the article from Calcio Mercato is being reported on by The Echo, not the core news itself. Always worth making that differentiation.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
They're saying Italian outlet Calcio Mercato claim Leao is ever closer to leaving the Italian giants, with his contract set to expire next summer. With contract talks proving negative, the article states Milan could listen to offers in a bid to avoid losing the Portugal international for free in 2024. Liverpool are one of the sides suggested as a possible destination for the 23-year-old, with the report adding Diaz could be used as the Reds try to snatch Leao. Milan would, however, prefer a cash-only proposal on a set to value the player between 120 and 150 million euros. It says as well, the former Lille attacker is said to be a player Jurgen Klopp likes, not in quotations, but in single inverted commas, which means to me it looked like a quote, but not quite, paving the way for a potential, and again, single inverted commas, sensational exchange between AC Milan and the Reds. Yeah, I can't see that being a thing, to be perfectly honest, but you never know. Just out of interest, Rafael Leao for AC Milan so far this season, 32 appearances in all comps, 9 goals and 10 assists, predominantly playing as a left winger in the Champions League, 7 appearances, 1 goal, 3 assists, which I guess is a slightly more understandable, recognisable level for us. Serie A always tough to work out how goals and assists at that level pertain to how it would work in the Premier League, though. But yeah, obviously a very well regarded footballer, and would continue the Portuguese links that have been quite prevalent in recent times for Liverpool. Obviously with Julian Ward moving on, one wonders whether that will continue, but that's a question for the summer. But Luis Diaz being part of a swap deal for Rafael Leao, yeah, I think Luis Diaz is at the very least on his level already. The idea of giving him and then paying money on top seems, frankly, quite ridiculous. Interesting this from, this is Anfield, to move things forward. Joanna Durkin writes for them, after 2,699 days as manager of Liverpool, Jürgen Klopp is now the fourth longest serving manager in Premier League history. Yeah, he arrived on the 8th of October 2015 and has since overseen 417 games with six major honours added to the trophy cabinet in that time. Having now spent 2,699 days as Liverpool manager, he has surpassed Joe Kinnear. Wow, there's a name. Who was in charge at Wimbledon for 2,698 days between 92 and 99 in the all-time list. Klopp is now only behind, can you guess? Give you a moment, have a little think about who he might be behind. In reverse order, third place is David Moyes. His spell at Everton, 4,096 days. Number two, Alex Ferguson at Manchester United, 7,640, and with a whopping 7,894. The longest serving manager in Premier League history is, of course, you must have it by now, right? Arsene Wenger, yeah. And Joanna goes on to write, with his current contract running until 2026, at its conclusion, Klopp will have been in charge for 3,918 days, moving he would not move further up the list. To do so, he would need to remain in the hot seat at Anfield until Boxing Day 2026. Only then would he surpass Moyes' tenure at Goodison Park. Really interesting stuff. Yeah, I mean, could you foresee a world where Jürgen signs another contract extension and then goes up higher up that list? It would probably take several more extensions if he wanted to start to challenge Fergie and Wenger at the top of that list, of course. But yeah, good to see. Good to see them getting written into the pantheon of football management gods like, you know, Joe Kinnear. Anyway, Diogo Jota has been talking to the official Liverpool website on his return to action, and really interesting that he talks about the injury, the calf injury that he had that kept him out, and said, I had a strange calf injury. They said to me that it hadn't been they hadn't seen it before, most of the people, so we needed to ask for the help of some specialists as well to try and get over it, and of course to give it a bit more time because of the complexity and just to be safe. Typical Liverpool this season, or in recent seasons, that not just did Diogo Jota pick up an injury that kept him out, but it was one that nobody really understood. Brilliant. He says, but yeah, it was very hard, a very hard long time. The results, to be honest, didn't help as well, so it was very frustrating to see things happening and not be able to help in any way. Well, apart from the dressing room talks, but not on the field. But yeah, it's over now. I'm back and I want to finish the season available to start with, and then obviously if I can help, even better. Yeah, really interesting to see Diogo Jota gearing up towards a big end for Liverpool and a big end to the season for him as well. Obviously great to have him back. One final one on a Liverpool midfielder who is getting action as well is Artur Melo. Played the full 90 of Liverpool's under-21s 7-1 victory over Leicester City instead of going with the first team to Crystal Palace, and Barry Lutus has been talking about that, this again by the Liverpool Echo. After returning to training ahead of the Merseyside derby earlier this month, the 26-year-old used the under-21s Premier League 2 fixture against the Midlanders to make his first start since September. Arthur lined up in midfield alongside Bobby Clark and Dominic Cornes and played the full 90 minutes. And they're going to say, as a phenomenal individual performance from 17-year-old Ben Doak, also returning, inspired the young Reds to a deserved 7-1 victory. But despite plaudits of the young Scot, Lutus was left impressed by the qualities of the Brazilian. It's brilliant, really. We knew yesterday he was going to play, he told the Echo. Look at Artur, he's had a fantastic career, played at some top clubs and played with some top players. At the minute, he's just finding his way back from injury. If we can help, I think it's a compliment to the way we play that we can give some senior players an opportunity as well as the younger ones. He really adds something to us because he got a lot of quality, and you could see today when we were playing through Leicester, Artur played a big part in that. It's great for our lads to see someone of that level working his way back to fitness and willing to come down and play. I think it shows unbelievable humility. It shows someone is desperate to get back fit, get playing and find rhythm because he wants to try and play. I think it reveals an awful lot of character. Yeah, it was just the second 90 minutes the midfielders completed the season, with both occurring in Premier League 2 fixtures against the Foxes. And Lutas revealed Arta had been desperate to achieve that particular landmark. Said the decision around it was, if we can get him to 90, we'll get him to 90. Obviously, we take instructions from the medical staff, and Arta knows his own body well enough. We checked on 45 and he was fine. We had agreement if he was starting to tire or anything like that, he would give us the nod. He certainly enjoyed it. It wasn't the worst game to have a run out in. There you go. So Arta Mello getting closer and closer potentially to a return to action. Well, really, I can barely call it a return. To be available for action for Liverpool's first team. So yeah, encouraging steps for him. Will we see him? Obviously, we don't know, but it can't hurt Jurgen Klopp to have more midfield options available to him. Right, cool. That is your bite size, but don't worry, the content doesn't stop here with me. We've got plenty more. If you want to check back from Journo Insight with Neil Jones from Goal, check that back. That is in the archive over at redmenplus.com, talking about Josko Gvardiol and his links to Liverpool Football Club. Thursday Night Pint last week was an absolute belter with Ruby Deschamps and Finn from Have a Word. The Uncensored was excellent on that as well. And we got a whole host of new stuff lined up for you. The Biased Football Show was recorded this afternoon, where we had a good old chat about Chelsea continuing to be rubbish and how wild it is that they've spent so much money and Potter struggles. That will make you feel better about Liverpool's plight, I promise. You can go and check that out. And in fact, if you want to listen to those great shows as podcasts or watch them in videos, head to redmenplus.com. We've got an amazing offer for all of you bite-sized listeners. If you sign up on redmenplus.com as a monthly club captain and use the code BITESIZE, all caps, that's BITESIZE, bite size, one word, on the payment screen, will give you 50% off for 3 months. So yes, get all of that amazing content, videos, podcasts and documentaries galore to keep you entertained, even when the Reds are not doing that on the pitch. We've got you covered, and get you 50% off that subscription. Club captain subscription, normally £5 a month, but 50% off for 3 months. Use the code BITESIZE on the payment screen, and we hope to see you over there. Ta-da.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.